Our guest is Candy Wynn Gate from Nannies for Hire, and I think that might be her online. I hope I can do this right. Let's see. Hello? Who is this?
Hi, this is Candy with Nannies for Hire.
Oh, yay! Hi, Candy.
You're right.
I know, I'm sorry, I was hanging up on you, because Melissa didn't really give me any instructions. She just gave me the password. It's like, okay, I don't have to figure all this out. But it's not so difficult.
You're right. Great.
Yay.
Thanks okay, so much
well,
for having us.
Well, thanks for being here. Enjoy having just like this. You have got quite a resume here. I was looking at some of the things you've been on. And your site is wonderful. I mean, there's just so much good information on there. Anyway, let me give it a short introduction, okay? Our guest today is Nannies for Hire. It's Candy Wynn Gate. I have to figure out how to do the... Are you happen to be into the chat room? Are you on your computer at all?
You know, I am on the computer, but I'm actually not in the chat room, but I can try to log on there.
If I can figure out how to do it, I was going to put your, wait a minute, maybe I can do it. I was going to go ahead and put your website in the chat room.
Oh, great.
I think I can do it. But anyway, you've been in business since 1987, I saw. Obviously, you haven't been online that long. And I heard that you got the, you helped John and Kate Posey get their own nanny, and you've been on, like, CNN, and you're Dr. Phil's favorite nanny for hire. You've just gotten plenty of, you know what? I can't think of the word. I'm sorry I'm brain dead this morning. Anyway, can you tell us more about Nannies for Hire?
Yes, I certainly can. Actually, nanniesforhire.com, it's an online family and nanny database. So we're the largest database out there for families that are actually in need of nannies. So basically how it works is that families will actually go online and they can go ahead and put in their zip code for free. And then from there, once they actually put in their zip code, then they'll be able to go in and it's going to bring up a whole list of nannies that are right there in their area. So it's very convenient for the families. So whether they're searching for full-time or part-time, temporary, summer, a babysitter, live-in, live-out nannies, they can actually go online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and find the caregiver that's best for their family. And actually, it's very it's designed to easily assist families in finding a quality nanny. For example, they can actually search by detailed characteristics as well. I mean, there's sample interview questions, contracts, reference forms as well that are available online for the family to use as well. So they should be able to go online and find the advice and the tips that they need in order to connect with the nanny that they're looking for.
Yeah, I tried this myself. I put in my zip code to see who came up. It looked like a lot of quality people on there. I mean, I wish it had been around when my kids were younger.
Yes, actually, there is a... there's a great database of nannies actually looking for positions. Every day there are new nannies registering as well. So there's thousands and thousands of caregivers out there looking for positions, whether it's a summer job or a full-time position or part-time or just something short-term. I mean, there's thousands of nannies out there looking for work.
So this is free for the parents. Is this free also for the nannies? I mean, how do you monetize this?
Yes, actually, the nannies go in and they put on they put their information in online and they complete a profile on themselves of what they're looking for in a job, let alone their past experience as well. The families go online and they get a preview available nannies for free. And in order to get contact information on the nannies, then they can become a registered member. So they can go on for as low as $129. There's two other packages as well that they actually can choose from that are very detailed packages that have all the background checks included in them as well. On the other hand, actually, this can actually save a family thousands and thousands of dollars. If a family has ever used a nanny agency, the nanny agencies will charge a family anywhere from $1,000 up to $8,000 in order for an agency to find a family a nanny, where on here you can go on for as low as $129. So it is a huge money saver for the families as well.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I tried this one time when my kids were younger, and the girl we got, I think she never even babysat anybody before. I mean, it was obvious they did not do any research at all, so I was a little leery about this, about ever doing that again. But this looks like it's just so well put together, like you've just done all your homework. I mean, you never know for sure when you hire someone. What can parents do to increase their chances that they're going to be hiring the right person?
Yeah, I mean, there's several different tips that we can definitely recommend to a family actually hiring a nanny. For example, run a background check on the nanny or on the caregiver that you're actually going to hire. You know, if the caregiver is going to be transporting the children around as well, running errands for you, definitely run a driving record on her as well as a criminal record. And the families will want to definitely check their references as well. When you're on the phone with the references, we highly recommend that you ask the nanny for landlines compared to cell phone numbers. So when you're calling the references, you're actually calling families on their landlines for references on the caregiver. I mean, you know, ask the questions so that they actually have a clear understanding of what your job entails for what you're looking for as a nanny. But also talk to her a little bit about what her past experience has been. Why did she leave a certain job? What were the pros and cons of the job? You know, what is she looking for in a nanny position as well? So make sure you actually ask, you know, the questions that you're looking for as well. And online there's a huge question in your database of questions that you can actually ask the nanny as well. So it actually will help you, especially if you're new to all this, of things that you can ask a caregiver.
Do you ever suggest having the caregiver or the potential caregiver to meet your children and see if they get along first, or they have like a trial session or something?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely going to recommend. A lot of times what happens is what we recommend here at nannysforhire.com is to go ahead and maybe you'll start conversing with this person through email or phone. And then once you've actually conversed with them and you're like, gosh, I'd really like to meet this person in person and to see if they're the right for our family, then I'm going to recommend maybe you meet them at a local coffee shop. The last thing that I would probably recommend is for you to go ahead and bring all these caregivers over to your house, introduce them to your kids, and then your kids are going to be like, well, what happened to Sally? What happened to Mary? Well, Mom, we liked Holly, you know, as Mary's sitting there on your couch talking to her. You know, introduce the kids to the caregiver that you believe is the right one for your family and for your kids, and then from there bring her over to your home and see how she interacts with the children. You know, we highly recommend as well as for the family to do a trial period on the nanny. Have her come over and babysit for a couple hours. Maybe you're going to be at home at first. Maybe you're going to leave for a couple hours. Maybe you're going to pop back in a lot sooner than you told her you were going to be, and just see how it went when you were actually gone as well.
Just out of curiosity, it's been a long time. My kids are like 18 and up. What's the going rate now for a nanny? How much do you pay them?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely varies. On nannysforhire.com, a family can actually go online and put in their zip code, and it's going to bring up all the caregivers within that zip code. On their profiles, they're going to state of what they're looking at for a salary range. You also have to remember in today's economy that nannies are willing to negotiate out those salaries as well. Salaries depend on several different things. Not only do they depend on the number of children you have, but the number of hours, the responsibilities, the duties. You know, there's several different duties that a nanny can actually do for a family. Not only can actually they do child care for a family, but they can do light housekeeping, grocery shopping, any errands, transportation of the kids to and from activities. You know, they could do those errands as possibly running to the grocery store, running to the dry cleaners for the family. You know, it could be running to the store, picking up a birthday present, so going home and wrapping the present so that on Saturday when the child has the birthday party they need to attend, the parents need to pick up the present and walk out the door. They don't have to worry about all the in-between stuff. You know, so they can definitely help out a family with several different things as well. So it really depends on what the responsibilities and duties are going to be as a nanny as well.
What can we do to help our nanny, to help her fit in with our lifestyle and get accustomed to us and everything?
I think there's several different things that families will actually do to help a nanny feel comfortable in their home. I'm going to highly recommend, like I said before, is to definitely go ahead and do the couple hours or a couple days of that trial period, even before you actually offer the job to them. You know, the last thing that a family wants to do is hire a nanny and then realize she's not the right one for them. And the last thing a nanny wants to do is actually take a position and then realize that she did not actually accept a position that was right for her. Some families will actually go ahead and spend several days with the nannies, showing them things around the home of how they want things handled when the parents are gone. You know, introducing them to the neighbors, so the children know that when the parents are gone, the exact same rules are in place when the nanny is there. So the mom mm-hmm. can actually teach the nanny of how she wants things ran in her household. She probably also needs to take her for a little drive and show her where the children's, for example, schools are, the activities are, which friends the children are allowed to play with. So the parents actually know who the nanny is as well.
Good tips. I saw that you had been doing this since 1987. Were you ever a nanny yourself?
Yes, actually, I have a huge amount of experience, actually. I was a nanny myself as well. And then from there, I actually purchased a nanny agency. And then from there, we actually started nannies4hire.com, babysittersforhire.com, and careforhire.com. So I have a great amount of experience, actually, that actually brought me into this nanny market, I guess you can say. So I've done actually all different ropes of it. So I understand what the nannies actually go through, but on the other hand, I can understand what the families actually go through as well. And I have two young boys that actually I employ a nanny in my home as well. So I understand from all different areas
yeah.
what families actually look for. So,
really?
Yeah. Yes.
Been on all sides of coins.
We've definitely been of all sides here. And so I can, you know, definitely relate, I guess, to what nannies and caregivers and families actually look for when they're actually hiring a nanny as well. You know, speaking of that, I think families actually look for several different things, criteria when they're actually hiring, you know, a nanny. I think a lot of families go into it thinking, oh, if I hire a nanny, my nanny has to be full-time. That's not necessarily true at all. I mean, you could actually have a nanny do before and after school care for you because possibly your children are all in school and you just need somebody to get the kids off to school, then she can have downtime, and then you need somebody to pick up the kids and take them to their activities and help them with their homework and start the evening meal. I mean, that could be a part-time nanny. You know, you might need a nanny because your nanny actually needs to take a month off, so you might need a nanny for a month as well. So I think there's all different types of scenarios that families actually look for. Some families want to hire a nanny on a live-out situation, and that's when the nanny just comes to the family's home. She'll have the set hours that she works, and then she'll actually go back to her own home. And some families want a live-in nanny, and that's actually when a nanny will live with the family. When you have a live-in nanny, you will primarily still, that nanny will still more than likely work 5 days a week unless you negotiate out some different hours with her, and she will still have her 2 days off a week, but she will actually live with the family. And if a family would have a nanny live with them, then they would go ahead and provide her with her own bedroom and a private bath or a shared bath, kind of depending on what your household is set up as well with. So I think there's definitely some pros and cons of each having a live-in nanny and a live-out nanny. You really have to look at what your family's needs are and what can benefit your family the best.
If they're living with you, do you have, like, a reduced salary since you're providing a home for them too, or that's not kind of cheap. I'm curious.
No, that's a great, very good questions, and that's a question actually we get a lot of. Usually, nannies that will live with the family they will actually pay the nanny a little bit less when it comes to their salary because they are providing their living arrangements for them. So that is definitely a negotiation range as well. As well as majority of the time the family will provide the meals for the nanny, but it should be just the meals that the family is normally used to buying. If she expects to, for example, have steak every night and you guys don't have steak every night, then she needs to pay for that on her own. And so that is something that definitely a nanny and a family can work out. But, yeah, I mean, usually if you have a live-in nanny, you would pay them a little bit less as well.
Do a lot of people still do that with their live-in nannies?
Yeah, exactly. Some families, for example, might hire, if a family lives, let's just say, out east, for example, on the East Coast, and the nanny may be from the Midwest. Then I think a lot of families actually want to hire Midwestern nannies because they're known for their good work ethic, for example. So, for example, if a family hires a nanny from the Midwest and they live out on the East Coast, the negotiation can come in on how that nanny is going to get out east, and especially if they're doing a live-in nanny. For example, the family could pay for that flight ticket for the nanny out there for their live-in position. Or, for example, the family could go ahead and negotiate that out with the nanny and say, I will pay reimbursement for your flight ticket after you've been with our family for a year or 6 months. So, mm-hmm. If a nanny is moving for the family's position, I think that's an area that you can negotiate that out for that flight to get in for that transportation to get to the job as well.
Right. Sue in the chat room is asking, what is the average pay for a live-in?
For a live-in, it definitely varies. It varies on where you're actually located at geographically. It depends on exactly the number of hours, the responsibilities, the duties as well. So I think probably the best thing for you to do is, I know that there's nannies out there for live-in that are making $300 a week, depends on where you're located at, and there's nannies mm-hmm. out there for live-in making $800 a week.
I want that job.
Exactly. So I think there's all different types of scenarios that you need to look at. So it's so hard to say, yeah, I think this is exactly what I think is best for your family, and this is exactly what you're going to pay, because it depends on where you're looking, where you're located, with your responsibilities, and, let alone what the nanny's past child care experience is as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate not to give her an exact amount, but that I kind of gave her a range that's a high and a low as well.
Right. I was just thinking about transportation. It's going to have your nanny driving your kids around. Do you provide, well, I guess that's what you work out with them. I was just wondering, do you provide them with a car, or are they supposed to be driving their own car? And if so, do you have to reimburse their gas? I would think you would.
Yes. Okay, if a nanny is going to use her own car, that's going to go back to when you're actually interviewing her. These are questions you're going to want to definitely discuss with her.
Right.
So if she is going to be driving her own car to transport the children around, I'm going to highly recommend that you do pay her mileage. And a lot of times what I'm going to recommend is just the nanny to have a little notebook in her car and write the date, the beginning mileage, and the ending mileage, and actually where she went. So when it's time to pay the nanny, you guys can grab the notebook. Everybody understands where the transportation was to and from. And then you can go ahead and calculate the mileage as well on that.
Mm-hmm.
There are several different areas where actually there's money-saving tips when a family can hire a nanny. For example, when the children are sick, if you have a nanny, there's no need for the parents to take off work. The nanny can actually stay home with the kids. So the parents aren't having to take vacation time or something like that when their children are sick. The nanny can actually care for the children, which is such a benefit for any family. you know, when the children are out of school for snow days or middle of the, you know, time off from school, the parents don't need to say, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do with these kids? The nanny can actually stay home and take care of them. So I think that is such, you know, a great benefit right there. A lot of times families get such an, there's so many things to do when the parents get off work that it's really easy to say, let's just do carry out, let's do a drive through. A nanny can actually help with the meal preparation. So they'll definitely prevent and help from families eating out so much. So that whether it's at the beginning of the week, there's a schedule made, that the nanny can actually do all the meal preparation. So when the family gets home, all they have to do is basically get it out of the oven, put it on the table, and you know what? It's ready to go. The salads are made, the desserts are made, the vegetables are cleaned. It's just such a time-saving thing for the family as well, let alone a money saver. You know, your nanny can go to the grocery store with you, so it's not like, oh, my goodness, what are we going to have? We just got home and everybody is starving, so everybody's eating all these snacks. You know what? Supper would be done.
Right.
You know, some children actually need a tutor to help them with their homework. You know, have your nanny do the tutoring with your children, and that'll cut back on that one more expense and one more extra person of hiring. Have that nanny help your kids with your homework. It's amazing what the nanny can do and actually to help the children succeed in school as well. You know, maybe you have a child that's just really struggling with reading. Well, every night after school, that nanny is going to spend a little extra time with that child and help them with that reading. You know, that nanny can go in and communicate with the teacher and say, what can I do to help that child succeed? You know, not only can a nanny help you with the meal preparation, the tutor, the child care, housekeeping, for example, anything that has to do with the children, a nanny can do. She can do all their laundry. She can clean all their rooms. You know, anything special for the kids when it comes to extra school projects, you know, doing the children's ironing. So when the parents come home, they can really focus on spending time with the kids and they don't have to focus on doing all the extras because the nanny has done it during the day. So when the parents come home, it's really a great time for them to have family time and not have to worry about, oh, my goodness, I got to get the dishwasher unpacked. I got to get the laundry switched around. Because you know what? It's done. That nanny did that during the day.
Right.
Those are actually some several tips that actually can help a family actually save money as well.
Do you ever feel about any issues where the kids get, like, too attached to the nannies and start thinking them as more of their mom?
You know, nanny envy, I guess, is probably what you're saying, talking about there. You know, I think there's pros and cons of that as well. When you hire a caregiver, you are looking to hire somebody that's not going to raise your children, but is going to help you raise your children the best that they can. So in some situations, yes, you are going to hire that person as an employee. She's there as an employee to help you with your children. And there's a fine line of hiring somebody then who will become a part of your family. I think the best scenario is kind of have the best world. You are going to want to hire a nanny that will become a part of your family so that you feel so comfortable that no matter if you're at home or your work, that nanny is doing the best job that she can for your kids. On the other hand, you're going to want to make sure that she definitely is an employee, because if there's situations that you need to sit down and talk to her about how you want things changed, do you want things different, this is not going in the right direction in the certain areas, that you feel comfortable sitting down with her and having that conversation. I think that communication is such a key part of such a success tool of actually hiring a nanny. We highly recommend that the nannies and the families sit down once a week, if not more or less than that, so that everybody understands of actually what happened during the week. You know, if the nanny actually has questions, we want to make sure that she has a time where she can sit down and talk to the families and say, hey, this is what's happening this week. How would you like me to address these issues? Vice versa, if the family has heard from the kids, this is what's happening during the day, but the family has that time to sit down with the nanny and say, hey, this is what I understand happened today. Can you give me your side of the story of and explain to me what happened? And then together they can work at how they want it done the next time so that everybody's on the same page. So when it comes to the nanny envy, I guess you would say, is that if there's great communication and the nanny and the family are on the same page, we would hope that actually that would prevent the nanny envy.
Okay. Yeah, I can see where that can. I just remember when my first daughter was being babysat when she was little, and I would just cry on the way home when I'd hear about how she walked her first step and I didn't get to see it and things like that.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking where that could be a problem if the, you know, if the child gets too attached to the nanny and, or you're feeling jealous thinking that the child is getting too attached to the nanny.
Right.
Or the nanny's getting to see all these special things that you're not getting to see, but we do have another question in the chat room. What area in the U.S. are the hires nannies through your services more than others?
We actually service the United States and Canada. So there are lots of families that actually hire nannies throughout the United States and Canada. So if a family, you know, so we service the whole United States. So if a family is looking for someone right there within their local zip code, they can find it. Or if they're like, gosh, you know what, I'd like somebody, for example, from the opposite state, from the United States, you know, they can actually do that. So there's not really one specific area that I would come back and say we only service, because we actually service the whole United States and Canada. So it really depends on where you're looking at. But the East Coast app obviously has a great number of nannies, along with Texas, along with California. So there's all different areas, I guess.
Right. I'm thinking maybe she was wondering more of whether who tends to hire more nannies, what area. Well, I would think like maybe New York and California, places like that.
Exactly. Exactly. There are all different areas that definitely families hire nannies. So no matter if you're actually in the Midwest and you're looking to hire a nanny, or if you're out on the East Coast, all different families are looking for something different out of a nanny, and they are actually nationwide throughout the United States and Canada.
It's good to know that there's so many flexible choices now, because I always just assumed hiring a nanny meant she had a live-in full-time nanny, which most of us can't afford, but it sounds like there's just a lot of different ways you can work this.
Oh, exactly. I mean, several families will go into it and say, gosh, you know, I'm looking for actually somebody just on a part-time situation, but possibly I cannot even afford a part-time nanny. Well, then that's when it's going to come into nanny share. And what nanny share is, that is actually where you have two families that share one nanny. So that brings up a whole different new scenario there. So you and your neighbor decide, gosh, you know what, we would love to hire a nanny. But our situation is that we don't need somebody so many hours, or you both just have one child type situation. Hey, share a nanny. Have that nanny come to your house or the neighbor's house, bring your child over there, and have one nanny take care of both your kids. And that's actually
a great
saving option as well. For the families.
Right. Now, do a lot of these nannies, are they independent contractors, or do you, like, pay taxes and do the whole benefits and all that?
That's definitely a negotiation range. Usually how it works is the families would go ahead and do all the withholdings for the nannies on their taxes. Just like, mm-hmm. for example, they were working at a supermarket, that the family would go ahead and do with all the withholdings on there. But that is definitely an area that we're going to highly recommend that they actually do talk to a nanny about, so that everybody's on the same page of how the taxes actually will be handled.
Right. I was just thinking of more of legal issues here. If you're picking up the child, like you have to pick up the child early from school, or if you have to take the child to the doctor, do you have to get something in writing saying that you've got permission to do this sort of thing?
Yeah, in most cases, that's kind of when it's going to come to in the introduction. When you actually first are training that nanny, you're probably going to want to take that nanny in to your child's classroom, and so that they know that your nanny will be picking up that child from school. You know, so everybody understands who will be picking up the child to and from. If you're going to take that doctor, the child to the doctor, in some cases, the nanny might bring the child to the doctor's office and the parent might meet them there. If not, the parent will definitely want to make sure that she calls into the doctor's office and say, hey, my nanny's going to bring in my child. Can you give me a call after you see the child and kind of let me know what's going on as well?
Right.
As well.
How about an emergency situation?
Yeah, you're going to definitely want to make sure that you have some documents on file there at the home, that if there would be an emergency situation where the parents would be at work or even traveling for vacation without the kids and the nanny is actually staying home with them, that there's some documentation that those children can actually get the emergency care that they need, and it's okayed by you as the parents.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just a thing to think of, isn't there?
Yeah, there's so many different scenarios that families need to look at. I mean, I think one of them as well is that, you know, I think families think, gosh, how old can a nanny be? You know, in our situation here at nannies4hire.com, the majority of the nannies are at least 18 years old, and they can actually go up to grandmothers. I know that was a big topic when the Obama family actually moved their mother-in-law to the White House. More and more families are looking into hiring a granny nanny. You know, for example, your grandparents might not live close to their grandchildren, and some families are like, gosh, I would love to have a granny nanny that would actually help me raise the kids as best as she can. And in that situation, hiring a granny nanny is another door of opportunity there. As somebody helping you out in your home. The Obamas loved it that their mother-in-law actually moved into the White House, but not every mother-in-law lives actually close enough that they can actually help them out. But families are hiring granny nannies as well.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, a lot of times if you actually have two or more kids in daycare, you can actually pay the same amount of money as a nanny would cost you.
Really?
So
huh.
What an awesome convenience in the situation that if your kids are sick, you can actually still go to work. There's no need in the morning to get the kids up and get them hustling around and everybody's like, hurry, 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 hurry. The nanny's going to be there with an extra pair of hands to help out, you know, to get the kids off to school or get them up for their activities. Or maybe you have infants that, you know, it's one less thing for you to do before you go to work is to get them up, get them out the door and drop them off at the daycare because a nanny will actually be showing up at your home. So a nanny can help in so many different aspects of actually simplifying your life as well.
On yeah, definitely helps.
Yeah, exactly. On nannies4hire.com, we have a resource center that lists different frequently asked questions that actually families have as well. You know, if they have questions at all, might be, you know, I'm looking to hire a nanny, but here's my situation. Can I get your opinion on it? Or what should I do in this type of situation? You know, definitely don't have them hesitate to shoot us an email here at nannies4hire.com or definitely visit our frequently asked questions under the Resource Center. It has wonderful, great topics that will actually help families in all different types of situations as well.
I used to get a couple other sites. What was it, Babysitters?
Yeah, actually, we have different other sites is that we offer. We run careforhire.com. Careforhire.com, it offers several different services to families. It offers the babysitting service site, somebody for tutors, housekeepers, elderly companion care, pet care, miscellaneous help. So it actually helps the family with several different areas. So one membership will actually get the family into all these different areas. So maybe they need a housekeeper and a tutor, Or maybe their parents are looking for somebody to come in and help out their parents who are elderly. Maybe they're traveling or they need someone to come and let out their dog 3 times a day and take their dog for a walk. So they can actually look for somebody, a pet carrier or a pet sitter as well. It could be that a family is moving and they need somebody to come in and help pack boxes, unpack boxes, or maybe they're having a dinner party and they actually need help with the dinner party, serving, preparation for the dinner party. They can actually find all different caregivers that are actually looking for help and looking for actually to service them here at careforhire.com. So that's one of the other sites that we run as well. So it definitely is a service-oriented business that we're here to make families' lives easier and simplifying their lives as well.
Yeah, that sounds good. I have an elderly mother that I have to take care of. I'm going to check out the careforhire.com.
Yes, I mean, so it might be a situation that your elderly mother, you're looking for someone to go in and maybe take her to her hair appointments. It could be that you want somebody to go in and help her do a few things in her home. You're looking for someone to drive her to her friend's house for a couple hours so that she can actually visit her friends. Whatever it actually takes in order to provide service to her, along with simplifying your life as well so that you can actually have that freedom that you actually need as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at that now. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, you know, some families are looking for a housekeeper, whether you're looking for a housekeeper to come into your home and come in once a week, once a month, 3 times a year because you're having some guests come over to your home as well. You know, a housekeeper can actually come in, or maybe you're going to help the housekeeper as well. So I think there's all different types of situations there. When it comes to tutoring, you know, children need help in several different areas. Maybe you're looking for someone to tutor your child in math. Maybe you're looking to help somebody, tutor somebody that's going through some college classes that they need some one-on-one time with as well. So I think there's several different tutoring as well that a caregiver can actually help them with.
So how about your other site, Babysitters for Hire? What's the difference between that and nannies for Hire?
Yes, basically babysittersforhire.com was started shortly after nanniesforhire.com, and then we merged actually babysittersforhire.com into careforhire.com because we wanted to provide the families with additional services as well. We had so many families that would contact us and saying, gosh, you know what, I'm also looking, besides a babysitter, I'm looking for a housekeeper, or I'm looking for a pet sitter or pet care. Can you help us? So we actually wanted to offer the families more additional services as well.
Hmm. Okay. I'm sure over the years you've come up with a whole bunch of interesting, fascinating stories. Can you share with us maybe one of your more interesting stories of things that have happened with your nannies?
You know, we've had so many wonderful things happen here at Nannies for Hire and careforhire.com. I mean, I think you mentioned at the beginning, and we should probably touch on that, we actually have a working relationship with the Dr. Phil Show. And what we do for the Dr. Phil Show is we have been on several episodes with him and actually helped out his guest. And we also provide the child care for the Dr. Phil Show when his guests come on the show. And then also we actually have an ongoing relationship with John and Kate Goslin, John and Kate Plus 8. And we actually did an episode with them on TLC. And I actually personally went on and went with Kate, and Kate and I actually interviewed nannies for their children. And there was an episode on that, and actually you can see the episode on our website as well under the TLC link. And what we did is Kate and I actually interviewed several nannies for her position, which is what awesome opportunity that we actually also had the opportunity of going to their home and meeting the kids and seeing how their household ran as well. At that time, Kate was looking for a part-time nanny to come in and not only give her a little time to spend with one-on-one with each child, but also give her an extra pair of hands, just because at that time she's never had a nanny before. The kids were younger. None of them were in preschool. and she really never had that break that she actually needed.
Wow. Well, how she did it.
Exactly. And then from there, actually, there was an episode or so taped after that that actually showed the nanny as well, saying, I'm the nanny that Kate found off of nannies4hire.com. So that was another, obviously, relationship that we have. I know John and Kate have actually been getting tons and tons of publicity, you know, as well. And, you know, anymore with that many children, she really does need the extra pair of hands as well in order to, again, to simplify her life and this, so that she can actually provide the one-on-one care that she needs for each of the children as well.
Right.
You know, so we've done several things. I mean, nanniesforhire.com has an awesome relationship with TLC as well as Dr. Phil. And then from there, we've actually been quoted several times on CNN online as well. We've actually worked with Good Morning America on a show, Nanny Envy, which I know we briefly touched about as well. And Nanny Envy is more that when maybe a family feels like a nanny is maybe controlling too much in the family, or the children are actually turning to the nanny more than the parents, and somehow that will make the family feel uncomfortable. And the best ways to go ahead about handling that, you know, and tips on that as well, which definitely can be found on the website. So I think the nannies4hire.com and careforhire.com, we've actually had some wonderful media press and have had awesome working relationships with some wonderful clients as well.
Yeah, that just brought up a question here, just as a small business person. You guys have done really well with your media coverage and your publicity and just marketing. Do you have any tips for the rest of us on how you managed to get so many big names?
You know, I guess at nannies4hire.com, actually, I'm obviously the owner of these nannies4hire.com and careforhire.com, and plus I run a nanny agency. And I know we talked about briefly before that as well, as I've been a nanny before. So actually, I've been in the business for years and years and years. And actually, I'm very hands-on in the office. So it's not uncommon for when you call in here to the office that actually I'll pick up the phone and service the clients as well as the rest of the help desk here in the office. So I guess, you know, we definitely try to listen to what every family needs. Every family does have a different story, and every family has a different need. So we try to listen to what they need. You know, if a family is actually having a hard time finding a nanny, we can go ahead and do some special advertising, especially for that family, exactly what they're looking for to help them pinpoint the right nanny down for their family. We just don't want a nanny in their home. We actually want the right nanny in their home. And I think that's the whole key to it, is every family needs the right nanny in their home. The nanny that you're actually looking for is not going to be the same nanny that your neighbor is actually more likely looking for. So you need to really think about, what am I looking for? How is it going to benefit our family? And so we can actually help you find the right nanny for your home as well.
Great advice. Well, is there anything else you want to finish up with or tell us about your company or any last tips?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I think there's several different tips that nannies can actually look for, families can actually look for when you're actually looking for a nanny. If families actually have questions at all on hiring a nanny, we're definitely here for them. We're definitely your expertise here in that area. Whether they're looking to hire a full-time, a part-time, a temporary, or even just a summer nanny, we can definitely help them here at nanniesforhire.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I've really learned a lot here, a lot of things I never even thought about.
Yes, thank you so much for helping us. And if we can help anybody out there find the right nanny for their home, don't hesitate to let us know. We'd love to service you here at nanniesforhire.com.
Definitely. We'll put this in the show notes. We'll put your site in there, so it will be archived for everyone to see for years to come.
That's great. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.